This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
It's another choppy day. You know, the market's probably going to continue in this sideways chop until a week from tomorrow, the USDA report that comes out at 11 o'clock on Thursday, March 28th. That's a quarterly stocks and seedings report. Until then, it's one day up, one day down. Today, yesterday is a wheat's day. They were up based on escalation of Russian-Ukraine war, made possible tariffs on Russian imports, and the cold snap. But then the weather's moderated. The wheat's corrected back down today. Actually, only down 7. It was down 15. But the beans are up today. And even though you've got some rain in the Midwest here and rain in Brazil, we did have a flash sale today of soys to unknown. And that was a positive. Haven't had many of those. And the market took the cue from that on the reopen. And it opened up a little higher. Now it's up 23, July beans, which is a nice day. And if you look at the chart of July beans, you're looking at highest it's been right off the highs, really, from last week, just about 7 cents off the highs, about 80 cents off the low. So a good day for the beans. Maybe thinking the exports we saw today to unknown will translate into more exports, which we certainly need. So the corn's kind of caught in the middle. The beans have helped the corn a little bit today. The wheat hurt the corn. The net result is unchanged in the corn from yesterday's gain. Corn up a quarter of a cent in July. So that's a positive. And that's about all the news today. Not a lot of fresh news, but that export sale was a positive for the market. And we'll take that for sure. Livestock-wise, another down day, just a little bit lower in the cattle. Down about 20. One time they were down 70, so they've come back. And the hog market's down. I think the market, you've got two government reports coming out. One, the cattle on feed on Friday at 2 o'clock. And the other is the pig crop report that comes out next Thursday at 2 o'clock. And they're definitely looking for a negative cattle report. They're talking early talk 6% more in the placements. That pressured the market yesterday. And there might be some concern about the pig crop as well at the end of the month and the same day as the USDA grain stocks and planting seedings report. So those two reports, I think you've got the cattle a little bit under wraps of late. Overall, the seasonals are up in cattle and hogs. And the cattle especially, you got very tight supplies. And both markets looking for the best demand period of the year, which would be the grilling season coming up right after Easter, which is the 31st of this month. So overall, I think the seasonals will lock in and take hold of both cattle and hogs, especially cattle, sending the market back up to the highs earlier in the year.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who'd like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoore@pricegroup.com. Check out my newsletter, AgMaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scovel, myself. We've both been here a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down half a cent at 439 even. May soybeans up 24 even at 1209 and a half. May soybean meal up 860 at 342.50. Soybean oil up 86 cents at $49 even. Chicago wheat down 7.5 at 545 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 2.25 at 580 and a half. Minneapolis spring wheat down 0.75 at 655 even. May oats down 3.25 at 353 1/4. On the Merck, April live cattle down 25 cents at 187.80. April feeders down 15 at 254.92. April lean hogs down 52 at 85.30. April pork cutout down 1.12 at 92.52. And April class 3 milk down 16 cents at 16.13. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.